We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
And so if you could all make sure your reports are completed and in my office by Wednesday next, I'd appreciate it. Yes, I know there's a lot going on and you're all very busy, but I do need them by then at the latest.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to the last and more immediate item on the agenda, Saturday's school fete. At which point I can do no better than hand you over to the mastermind behind the whole proceedings, our organiser extraordinaire. The floor is yours, Mr. Long.
Bravo!
Give it to us straight.
Thank you. Well, I don't think I've very much to add to what you already know. So far, everything seems to be going fairly smoothly.
Good.
The only question mark, as I can see it, is the weather.
Isn't it always?
But as you've probably seen from the two plans I've put up on the wall, yeah, I've made allowances in case it rains.
Probably will.
I do hope not.
Yes, well, it'll just mean moving all the stalls, sideshows and everything indoors.
Ah, I'd like to raise a point about this.
Yes?
Your plan two is what we do if it rains, right?
Correct.
Well, going by that, it looks as if, while everything else goes indoors, me and my plant stall stay outside.
Yes, but if you put all your plants inside with all the wet soil and earth, we'll have the caretaker complaining about mud all over the floor.
Yeah, exactly. But there'll be more mud around if my stall's out in the rain.
But it doesn't matter so much outside, does it?
Oh, no.
The mud'll get washed away.
So will I if I'm stuck out in the rain all afternoon.
Oh, bring in umbrella.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry, but that's it, I'm afraid. Anyway, let's hope it'll be a nice day and nobody has to move anywhere.
And is that it, Mr. Long?
I think so, yes.
No, hold on a minute.
Yes, Mrs. Patterson.
Well, what about our celebrity? What time will he be arriving?
Actually, I was only discussing that with John Craven, on the phone last night. And he expects to get here at 1:15, which gives him a quarter of an hour to wander around and see what's going on before he opens the fete officially at 1:30.
Well, that's cutting it a bit fine, isn't it?
There's not a lot we can do about it. He's a busy man. Actually, he's recording a TV programme that morning.
Personally, I think we were very lucky to get him to come at all. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Long, for arranging it.
Yeah.
After some of the people we've had to open our fates.
Remember last year?
Oh, yes. Wee Willie Woggle, the children's entertainer.
Wiggle.
Sorry, Mrs. Rudd?
His name was Wee Willie Wiggle, and I thought he was excellent.
Yes, I'm sure he was, but he's not exactly in the same league as John Craven, is he?
Will he be bringing his dog?
Who?
Well, this Craven fella.
He doesn't have a dog, as far as I know. Mr. Long?
I've no idea.
Well, whenever I've seen him on TV, he's got a dog with him.
Has he?
No, you're thinking of John Noakes.
Oh.
This is John Craven of Newsround.
Is it? Oh, well, they all look alike to me.
Oh, before I forget, there is one more thing. The subject of money. Just so you know, right at the start, every stall will be issued with a £3 float in small change.
Ian, you're coming to the fete tomorrow?
Not off.
Do you reckon he'll look like he does on the telly?
Who?
That John Craven.
Of course he will.
Yeah, but sometimes they look different.
Well, he can't look different, can he? He's only got one head.
Yeah, but sometimes they put stuff on their faces. And wigs and that.
John Craven hasn't got a wig. You could tell if he had.
How?
Well, for one thing, he'd have chosen a better one than he's got.
Some people have no consideration. Has anyone seen my teacup?
Don't look at me. I haven't got it.
Not guilty.
I didn't get a chance to mention it yesterday, but it was marvellous you managed to get John Craven.
Well, it was luck, really.
But he'd bring so many more people in.
Yeah, it'll make a big difference to the money we raise.
Hey, what time do you make it?
Nearly 2:45.
Oh, I'd better go and see if the phone's free. I'm still trying to get in touch with the Punch and Judy. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Hello, here comes the plant stall man.
I'll give you plant stall man.
Oh, I'm having a bit of trouble with my begonia.
Oh, shut.
What's the matter? You look harassed.
Well, I am a bit. Do any of you know anything about nits and what they look like?
Ah, there it is. Excuse me, Mr. Sims.
What?
My teacup. Someone has hidden it behind those books.
Oh, well, do you?
Nits? What sort of nits?
Head lice-type nits.
Oh, really? Do we have to have this kind of conversation at break time?
Well, I just want to know. I think Ed Wiener in my class might have got them.
Oh.
Well, it could be crumbs in her hair, but I don't know.
Well, if you intend to discuss this here and now, I'm going to take my tea elsewhere.
Well, I just wondered if any one of you would recognise them.
Well, I'll come and have a look at her if you like.
Would you?
Yeah, we had a plague of them here about 5 years ago. So I know what to look for.
Oh, I'd be ever so grateful.
I'll pop into your classroom straight after break. I've got a free period.
Mr. Sims,
Yes?
Yeah, about tomorrow.
You're going off sick.
Well, I wouldn't mind, I can tell you. No, Mr. Sims, you know I'm doing the tombola.
Yes?
I wondered, do you have any spare helpers you won't be needing?
Ah, I'm afraid not, and it's going to take me hours to get all those plants properly set up as it is.
Why don't you have a word with Mr. Long?
Well, I've tried, but he's all over the place, never there when you want him.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I want to get back to my room before the class gets back from break.
How about you two? Any offers to help a tombola in distress?
Come in.
I didn't hear voices, so I thought Mr. and Mrs. Stevens must have gone.
Yes, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed them. I was putting up some notices in the staff room.
Nice people, Mrs. Stone.
Yes, they seemed so.
And they'd like their little girl, Sharon, to come here starting in September.
What did you say?
Well, what could I say? Obviously, we'd love to have her here, but I tried to explain there are very real practical problems for a handicapped child in a school building like this.
You told them about the special school at Ashfield.
Oh, they already know about it. But they said they want Sharon to have a normal social life in a normal school.
Well, that's quite understandable.
Well, of course it is. And when parents like the Stevens hear all those politicians and educationalists going on about integrating the handicapped, well, it must sound like the promised land to them.
It is a good idea.
It's a wonderful idea. But the powers that be must give us the facilities and the staff so that we can do it and do it properly.
Sharon's in a wheelchair, isn't she?
Yes. Apart from anything else, I mean, can you imagine her trying to get up and down all our steps and stairs? And honestly, it's so unfair.
Well, you never know. If we can raise enough money from tomorrow's fete, then perhaps we'll be able to afford ramps and things to make it easier for her to get about.
But we shouldn't have to depend on what we can raise at a fete.
I know.
The army doesn't hold a bring and buy sale every time they want to buy a new missile. Come in.
Ah, have you got a minute, Mr. Beeston?
Is it urgent?
Well, I think it's important.
Well, I'd better leave you to it.
Oh, no, that's all right. It's nothing private.
Oh?
Well, it's about knits.
Really? Which variety, Hare or County Hall?
Oh, Hare, I'm afraid. Edwina Harris in my class has got them.
Oh, no.
You sure they're knits?
Yes, Miss Lewis has had a look. She identified them.
Oh, did she?
So what do we do about it?
Go on, Mrs. Stone, you tell him.
Where's Edwina now?
Well, she's still in the classroom.
Well, you ought to get her to the medical room straight away, and I'll phone her mother and have her taken home.
Right.
It still has to be officially confirmed, of course.
But Miss Lewis said there's no doubt.
I don't care what Miss Lewis said. Her knit isn't officially a knit until the health department says it is.
Oh, I see.
And if it is, the whole school will have to be checked.
All the children?
I'm afraid so.
That's the routine, Mr. Sims.
And we've got to get it sorted out before tomorrow.
Yeah, we better. Mrs. Stone, get on to County Hall right away. I want a nurse down here this afternoon.
Right.
And tell them it's urgent. We have a VIP coming tomorrow, so all the children must be checked this afternoon.
Don't worry, I'll see to it.
And you get Edwina off to the medical room, Mr. Sims.
Yes, right away.
Oh, hasn't Miss Lewis got a free period right now?
Yes, she was looking after my class while I came to see you.
Right, well, would you ask her to come and see me? There's something I'd like to talk over with her.
Ah, Mr. Holliday.
Hello.
I wonder, have you seen a small pile of time and tune booklets?
No.
I'm sure he left them in here somewhere.
Oh, I say, you don't know anyone who can help me with a tombola tomorrow.
What about Mrs. Parchin?
Well, she's doing face painting.
Oh, yes, of course.
A crackpot occupation, if you ask me.
Ah, here they are. I shouldn't let it worry you, Mr. Holliday. I'm sure you'll find some willing volunteer.
Not in this place, I won't.
Well, I don't exactly know what we can do, but I'm determined to do something, Miss Lewis.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, for a start, I'm considering that Sharon comes into your class. She's about the right age. And the question is, will you be able to handle the situation?
Well, it depends what you mean by handle. Educationally, there's no problem. But physically, that's another matter.
You mean lifting her and things?
Oh, it's not just that. I mean, there's the problem of Sharon negotiating the desks with her wheelchair.
Yes. I think I realise some of the difficulties, which is why I wanted to see you. In fact, I'd like you to make a list of all the problems that you can see cropping up for Sharon in a normal classroom environment.
Yes, I can do that.
And let's see if we can't find some way of resolving them.
Can we expect any help from County Hall?
I'd like to think so, but I wouldn't bank on it, at least not by September.
Pity.
I know Rome wasn't built in a day, but if County Hall had been in charge of it, they'd still be laying the foundations.
Well, I'm very thankful they're your problem.
Yes. Oh, and talking of problems...
Yes?
How come you're such an expert on knits?
Anyway, looks as though she'll be actually starting here in September.
Well, I'm not sure about it.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, I'm all for it. But it's not going to be easy, is it?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but it'll be quite a challenge, won't it?
I dare say, but you need the right facilities to cope with it. I mean, to start with, what about toileting?
I know.
What about it?
Well, at the special schools, every class has a nurse out with that sort of situation.
Ah, so what you're saying is that we shouldn't try and help children like Sharon?
No, of course I'm not. I told you I'm all in favour of it.
Well, then?
Well, I'm just saying. It's all very well being enthusiastic about it, but you've got to face the realities of the situation.
Well, I don't think we should turn our backs on the situation as easily as that. I mean, having the handicap's bad enough. We shouldn't be adding to it by shutting Sharon away from able children.
Well, I agree. That's not what I'm arguing about.
A bit more money would help.
Well, exactly. More than a bit.
Ah, but that's not the whole answer, is it?
Well, it's a big part of it. Particularly if they want to start real integration.
Well, that's right. Anyway, if County Hall mean what they say, they should be giving us some help with her.
Oh, I suppose so.
Well, she'll be my responsibility, but I think I'll be able to cope. Now then, does anyone fancy some bread and butter pudding?
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Long, have you got a minute?
Yes. What's the problem?
I still haven't found anyone to help me. I can't run that tombola all on my own, you know.
There you are, Mr. Long. I've been looking for you everywhere. Have you heard?
Heard what?
About the nits.
Nits? What about them?
Ah, that'll be Sims.
He hasn't got nits, has he?
No, it's one of the girls in his class.
Oh, no. What about tomorrow?
That's why I thought you should know.
What am I going to do?
I understand a nurse is on her way from County Hall.
Oh, yeah. And she'll stick that rotten shampoo over all the kids' heads. God knows what John Craven will think when he sees them.
Tell him Brill Cream's come back into fashion.
This would happen. The first time we've ever had a real celebrity. I've got to go and see Mr. Beeston. We're going to do something about this.
I saw him on the playground just now.
Right. Thanks.
Perhaps we would have had less worry if we'd had Wee Willie Wiggle.
Yeah, you could be right. At least he was bald.
Hey, you! Child!
Me, sir?
Yes, you! Stop pulling Subi's hair!
Yes, sir!
Mr. Beeston?
Yes, Mr. Long?
What are you doing out here? You don't usually do playground duty.
Not voluntarily, no, but I'm standing in for Mrs. Wilberforce.
Oh.
She had to go into town to pick up some things for your precious fete tomorrow.
That's what I wanted to see you about. I've just heard about the nits.
And you'd like to organise a display of performing nits for the fete, I suppose.
I'm serious, Mr. Beeston. We've got to get rid of them before John Craven arrives.
We're doing our best, Mr. Long.
But if word gets round that we get plagues of nits at King Street, we'll never get anyone famous here in the future.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Now what?
I've just realised. He'll probably make it the lead story in his News Round programme.
There. Thank goodness that's done.
Oh, well, that's another day negotiated.
Peace at last, eh?
Until tomorrow. That's when chaos really breaks out.
Oh, it's not so bad.
I assume you're coming tomorrow?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I can't wait to see John Craven.
Oh, a secret member of the fan club.
Well.
Make sure you don't forget to bring your lice repellent.
That isn't very funny.
Oh, it's all right. I'm only joking.
And what happened about that? I thought the nurse was coming this afternoon to inspect all the children.
Oh, she did. She's been and gone.
Well, she didn't waste any time.
It's all these skinhead haircuts they wear. She was able to get round in no time.
Did she find anything?
Yes, two of them. Edwina, and there was another girl in Sims' class.
And what about Mr. Sims?
Oh, he was first in line, but he's okay. She gave him a clean bill of health.
That's a relief.
Come in.
Have you got a minute?
Oh, certainly, Miss Lewis. Come in.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be off home now.
Right, and see you tomorrow.
Well, you'll be coming then.
Oh, try and stop me. Night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm really just following up what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yes. Young Sharon Stevens.
Yes, I'm doing that list of problems that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But there are one or two basic points we could tackle straight away.
Such as?
Well, the steps problem. I've worked out that if we can't persuade County Hall to fork out the money for a permanent ramp, then we could have a portable wooden ramp by the two steps down from my room.
Would that do the job, do you think?
I'm sure it would. That we'd have to detail a couple of children to put it in place throughout the day.
Oh, that's no problem.
No.
Yes, it sounds like a good idea. But where will we get it?
I'll make it.
You?
Well, I'm not useless, you know. I can handle a saw and a screwdriver.
Oh, yes, of course.
Anyway, it'll certainly solve the problem of getting Sharon in and out of school.
Yes.
And if I put one of my cupboards out in the corridor, that should give me that extra bit of space I need for her to manoeuvre her wheelchair inside the classroom.
Yes, well done.
Hmm. Toilets are another matter, of course. I'll need to have a longer think about that.
But we're beginning to get there.
I hope so. It's why I wanted to let you know what I'd worked out so far.
Yes. You know, considering I only mentioned this to you a few hours ago, you've really got on with it, haven't you? I'm very impressed.
Well, there's a lot to think about.
There certainly is, but thank you very much, Miss Lewis. I'm very grateful.
Oh.
And I'll see you tomorrow at the fete.
Of course.
Which stall are you looking after?
Guess the weight of the cake. Mrs. Perkis has made one specially.
Oh, has she? I don't suppose your practical skills would stretch to the construction of a weighbridge, would they?
Right, well, that seems to be the ice cream man taken care of.
Mr. Long?
Yes?
Have you seen Mr. Holliday? He's looking for you.
No, fortunately.
I think he's worried about his...
It's Tom Bowler.
Ah, Mr. Long.
Oh, now what?
I am rather concerned about the placing of my steel bands.
I thought we got all that sorted out.
I know, but where shall I put them?
I dare you to tell her.
I really do feel they would be better in the school hall, regardless of whether it rains or not.
Yes. Well, it looks all right at the moment.
Yes. OK, Mrs. Rudd. You put them in the hall.
Thank you, Mr. Long, and you will make sure that everyone knows where they are.
Yes, yes.
You won't need to be told. The noise they make, they'll be heard the other side of town.
And what are you doing at the moment?
I'm standing here talking to you.
Look, it's nearly 1:05. I think you ought to be at the gate to welcome John Craven.
Me?
I think so. I've still got a few things to sort out. And you are the headmaster.
Very good, sir. As you say, sir.
And don't worry, Yvonne Patterson's already on the gate doing the tickets.
No, I'm not kidding. I really mean it, Miss Lewis. The first drop of rain and I'm packing my plants and moving into the entrance.
Well, the caretaker will have a fit.
Well, I don't care. I mean, who's going to come outside in the pouring rain and buy plants?
Yeah, that's the point.
Ah, Miss Lewis, are you busy?
But what does it look like? I'm still setting up my stall.
No point in asking you to help, Sims.
No, I'm sorry.
Honestly, I'm having real trouble with my tombola.
Have you tried putting ointment on it?
That's not funny, Sims.
I'm sorry.
Have you asked Mr. Long?
I can't get him to stand still long enough.
Oh, try Mrs. Wilberforce. She's got a small army over there doing bric-a-brac.
Oh, right, I will. Put ointment on it.
That'll be £1. 50 pence each for you and your wife. Thank you.
Well, any sign of him yet, Mrs. Patterson?
No, not so far.
Oh, it'll be just our luck if his car's broken down on the way here.
Oh, don't panic. He'll get here all right.
I wonder if this is him now.
Oh, I don't know.
I hope I recognise him. Some of them don't look the same as on the telly, do they?
I think you're right. Oh, yes, this is him.
Oh, thank God he's made it. I say, would you all keep clear of the gate, please? Just for a moment. Let the car come through, please.
No. It's as you were, Mrs. Wilberforce. All according to the original plan. It's just the steel band moving into the hall.
Just the man I want to see.
Look, will it wait, Fred?
No, it's about my tombola.
Yes, in a minute. It's 1:15. I want to check John Craven's arrived.
Oh, honestly, some people have no respect for a tombola. Now, Mrs. Wilberforce, someone suggested you might have a body you could spare.
I'd like to introduce you to some of our staff first, if I may, Mr. Craven.
Oh, I'd like that.
And we'll make a start in the hall, I think.
Whatever you like. I'm in your hands, Mr. Beeston.
I really can't tell you how pleased we all are that you were able to come to our fete. You can't imagine what your visit means to this school.
Well, that's very nice of you.
And in financial terms, of course, your being here means we'll take in a lot more money, which we should really do with.
I should have issued you with earplugs.
Mrs. Rudd!
No, please, let them finish.
Mrs. Rudd!
Oh, yes?
Mrs. Rudd is the school's music teacher.
Ah, hello.
This is John Craven.
Who needs no introduction, of course.
Well, thank you.
I'm such a fan of yours, Mr. Craven. I always watch your news round.
Oh, I'm pleased you enjoy it.
That is, unless there's something more interesting on BBC too.
Well, of course.
Well, if you'll excuse us, Mrs. Rudd, we'd better move on.
Yes, but I expect I shall see you later, Mr. Craven.
Well, I know, Mr. Marchant, but you should have thought about onions making your eyes water before you said you'd do the hot dog stall.
Ah, Mr. Long.
Yes? Oh, hello.
This is Mr. Long. He's organised this whole affair.
Ah, John Craven. We spoke on the phone.
Right. Pleased to meet you. In the flesh, as it were.
And congratulations. You've done a really good job here.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I've got my tombola sorted out at last. No thanks to you, Long.
Fred.
Any sign of this bloke Craven yet?
Fred!
Out drunk somewhere, I expect. They're all the same, these showbiz types.
This is John Craven.
Oh.
How do you do?
Mr. Holliday, our deputy head.
Pleased to meet you. Have any trouble getting here?
No, very little traffic on the roads, actually.
Oh, you were lucky. That bypass can be a devil Saturday lunchtime.
Yes.
Actually,
yes,
if it's all right with you, I think we might do the opening now. It's nearly half past.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Right, well, in that case, let's make our way over to the microphone, shall we? And I must say, it's wonderful to see so many of you here for the King Street Fete. Due, I'm sure, to the fact that this year we are especially fortunate to have with us a guest so well known that he certainly needs no introduction from me. He's the star of television's news round, Mr. John Craven.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Beeston, and hello, everybody. Now, I'm going to keep this very short because I know that you all want to get on with the real business of the day, which is enjoying yourself. But first, there are two things I would like to say. Thank you very much indeed for inviting me to open this fete. It's a great honour. And secondly, to all of you here, I hope that not only will you enjoy yourself this afternoon, but you'll spend lots of money as well. Because King Street needs it to continue the good work that's already going on in this school. So, without further ado, I declare this fete open.
I say, have you met him yet?
Ah, no, but I am hoping he'll come over here. I want to sell him a plant.
I've just been speaking to him. He's much sexier than he comes over on the telly.
Hey, watch it. All that heavy breathing will make my fuchsias go all droopy.
Don't worry. I'm off to watch The Punch and Judy.
And have an ice cream while you're about it. It'll cool you down.
Shut up!
Punch and Judy.
Hey, you look as though you've been busy, Mr. Sims.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Stone.
This store, you've laid it out beautifully.
Didn't you know? Flower arranging is one of my sidelines.
Well, that African violet looks rather attractive, doesn't it?
Yes. £1.50 including the pot. But to you, Mrs. Stone, £1.45.
Well...
the price will go up after John Craven's looked at it.
All right.
One African violet. Sold to the lady who keeps King Street working.
Oh, but would you put it to one side for me? I'll pick it up just before I go home.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Craven, please?
Me as well.
Me too.
Yes, of course you can.
Here's my book.
Ah, thank you.
Can you put to my best mate, Sander, from John Craven?
Well, how about just to my mate, because you must have another mate better than me.
Yeah, but he ain't famous.
Right, how do you spell Sander?
S-U-N-D-A-R.
Right, there you are.
Sir, I haven't got a book. Will you have this bus ticket?
Yes, all right then. It's a bit small. There you are.
Thank you, Mr. Craven.
Actually, while you're doing all this, would you mind signing this card? It's for my daughter.
A pleasure. What's her name?
Oh, would you just put to Fred?
Fred?
Yes, it's a pet name for Bernadette.
Okay. There you are.
Well, Mr. Sims, how's the plant stall going?
Oh, like a bomb. I reckon I've made about 150 quid.
Oh, that's marvellous. I wonder if you aren't in the wrong profession. Ever thought about Covent Garden?
No. I'd be no good singing opera.
Thank goodness. Anyway, we already have one prima donna at this school.
Where's John Craven? I thought you were showing him around.
I've handed him over to Mr. Holliday for a while.
Oh.
Fred's passing on a few ideas as to how he could improve news round.
Oh, really?
But I really wanted a word with you, if you have a moment.
Well, I can't leave the store, Mr. Beeston.
Oh, yes. No. That's right. I say, Miss Lewis.
Yes?
Would you mind looking after the plants for a minute? I want a word with Mr. Sims.
Well, I'll try, yes.
We won't be long. Let's go over there, shall we, away from the crush?
Yes. Yes, all right.
I'm sorry to drag you away from the stall. This probably isn't the best moment to bring this up, but how have you enjoyed it?
Oh, it's been a smashing day, and it hasn't rained.
No, I mean enjoyed teaching here at King Street.
Oh.
It's been a new experience for you, hasn't it?
That's true.
small kids, and after supply, you've been here in the one school for, it's almost a year now, isn't it?
Yes, but this year's gone like a shot. It's incredible.
It's a bit different from supply teaching.
Oh, it certainly is.
Rather more stable, maybe?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. Supply's quite exciting, you know. You never know where you're going to be next. Different schools, new faces.
Yes.
But why are you asking?
Well, I wondered how you might feel about a permanent contract.
Here at King Street, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm very flattered. I've certainly been very happy here.
And we've been happy to have you. And I think we'd all be happy if you'd agree to join us on a permanent basis.
Even Mrs. Rudd?
Even old Rivet Fingers herself. In fact, the reason I'm mentioning this now is when John Craven was walking round, he talked to some of the children in your class, and your name cropped up in the conversation.
Oh, did it?
Oh, I think you'd have liked what you heard.
Well, that's a relief.
Yes, it was one phrase of Chandra's sticks in my mind. He's done brilliant with us, Mr. Craven. Really brilliant.
His grammar needs a bit of work, though, doesn't it?
He's probably quoting the England football manager.
Oh, yes.
I may question his grammar, Mr. Sims, but not the sentiment, which I share.
Well, thank you very much.
I know this isn't the right time and place, but what do you say?
Well, I'm flattered, as I said, but I'll have to think it over, if you don't mind.
Oh, naturally. But it isn't that long till the end of term, and I'll need to know by then.
I realise that. Hey, that's John Craven. Look, he's at my stall. Oh, Do you mind? I must go and try and catch him.
Come on, Mr. Sims.
Mr. Craven.
Oh, hello. It looks as though you've been doing good business here.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased.
Oh, Mr. Craven, this is Mr. Sims.
Ah, yes, I've been hearing about you.
All good, I hope. Look, can I interest you in a plant?
Well, you could, but I don't think I can carry any more because I've got this teddy bear and I've got two dolls, bags of nuts and goodness knows what else.
Oh, I see.
Would you like to guess the weight of the cake?
Now, there isn't a hacksaw in it, is it? Or a hammer or anything like that?
No, our school cook made it. You'll need a hacksaw to get into it.
All right, well, let's have a look at it, shall we?
I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. Craven.
Right, you are.
And, Mr. Sims, you won't forget what we've just talked about.
Don't worry, Mr. Beeston. I'll have a serious think, I promise you. And I'll let you know before the end of term, one way or the other.
You've been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, and starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary. Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, and Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson. Sundar was played by David Crane, Maureen by Victoria Keady, Razia by Caroline Wigley, and King Street Junior's special guest was John Craven. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.